Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Bam! How are you this afternoon? Thank you, Greg. Right, it's me till 7 o'clock. Hello, if you have left all of your school or college work until the last week of summer holidays and are doing it all this afternoon, like Maddie, who just messaged me, and she's doing exactly that. She's like, get me through my college work. I've left it all to the last minute.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Don't know if you were listening yesterday, but we were talking about Becky's new favourite TV show, which is on Saturday night on BBC One, and it's called Epic Win, where people have to do amazing challenges, which are worthy of Saturday night entertainment on the BBC. And because Chris is here today, sup?
Yes.
I would quite like to try one of these challenges out on Chris very soon. Up for it? Just say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now dog news. If you were listening yesterday, you'll know this already. But if you weren't, I was saying that I am looking after a dog at the moment at my house. It's a little white furry thing. And it's my flatmate's sister's dog.
We found out it was a Bichon Frise.
Yeah.
Or something.
It's very fluffy and white. And we accidentally spilt red wine on the dog over the weekend, and it's got like a big red patch now by the neck, and I was just wondering what to do about it, because we've got to give the dog back to its owner in two days now, and the stain hasn't been seen to yet because we haven't been able to get any of that whitening shampoo that people were telling me to get yesterday, but my flatmate is on it today, so hopefully by tonight we will have the shampoo and hopefully we'll be able to get the red wine stain out within 2 days. I don't know how long it takes to come out. The stain, though, of its own accord overnight has gone from purple to a kind of blue colour now, so it looks like I've kind of tried to give the dog a blue rinse.
Does it look like the one in the Meet the Parents film?
A little bit like that, yeah.
Yeah, but he accidentally gets in the loo.
Chris hasn't heard this story. He went here yesterday.
No.
It's so me, isn't it?
It's so you.
Yeah.
But ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't your fault. If you were sat on the couch drinking the wine, the dog jumped up.
It wasn't even me that had the wine on this occasion. It was my flatmate, and the dog kind of ran into him all excited, and then the wine got spilled on the dog. People were coming up with other suggestions yesterday. Put white wine on it.
Well, that's what I said, but then I thought, actually, no, that's not a good idea.
Obviously, you can't use stain remover on dogs.
No.
So, you can't. You cannot. It's not allowed. It's just for fabrics.
You have to use white coat shampoo.
So, we're getting some of that today, and I'll report back tomorrow, just for people that are texting in wanting to know what the latest was. Thanks.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Becky was talking about her new favourite show yesterday on telly. It's on at the weekend on BBC One, and it's called Epic Win.
Epic Win!
You might have seen it. They do great challenges on there, like the John Travolta one, which was...
the woman who could identify John Travolta films just by his hairline. So they showed her loads of pictures of him, and she was like, yep, get shorty.
Also, this butcher who can identify meat just by using his feet.
There's a bit of bone on the edge there. I'm thinking that it may be a chop of some kind. So, sort of feeling around the size of it.
You are giving out a lovely tenderising.
Yeah. I feel that this is a pork chop. Yeah!
This is on Saturday night on BBC One. This was another one on there.
To Epic Win tonight, Dave has to identify fish just by being slapped in the face with them.
And he did well.
Here it comes.
3, 2, 1. It's a mackerel. Yes! It's a mackerel!
Just by being hit in the face with a fish, he knew it was mackerel. Now that is incredible talent.
Yeah, incredible, yeah.
Now, I want to try this with Chris today, because I don't think it's that hard. So we've got some fish here, and we're going to recreate...
Epic Win!
So, who gets to do it? Am I going to...
I'd quite like to.
Eh? Why are you
Let's both have a go.
OK. Right, well, we'll blindfold Chris.
Right, get the blindfold on.
Right.
Yep. Close your eyes as well, because sometimes you can sneak a bit out the sides, can't you?
Mm.
OK.
Can Chris identify the fish... just by being slapped around the face with it.
Do I get told what it is before, or...?
No, because you have to guess.
I don't get a multiple choice.
No.
No.
Right.
What would be the point of that?
I'm an amateur at this fish face slapping stuff, aren't I?
Okay, ready?
Are you a fan of fish?
Yeah, kind of certain fish.
Slap him.
Oh, God, that stinks.
Oh, that stinks.
Oh, it's broken. It's broken.
Really does smell bad. And I recognise the smell. That's a, I suppose, a seafood stick.
Yes!
Yes.
You see, this is easy.
Epic win!
You can try this at home. Okay, next one. I want to do this one. Yeah. Ready? What fish is this?
Oh!
Your face is so greasy.
What is
it's
it?
So greasy.
Stop it.
What one is it?
Stop it. I'm going to lash
this
out.
Is so much fun. What is it?
Right. That's a big fish. That's a cod.
No, it's mackerel.
Smoked mackerel, which is why your skin's looking really good now, because you've got high amounts of omega-3.
I'm out later.
I'm really sorry. That was one of those was a real big slap.
You should know never to go out after the show, okay? Last one, you ready?
Right, go. What fish is this?
Oh, it's not very noisy, this one.
It's a delicate one. That's a little one.
Oh, it's got his trousers now. He's going out.
Oh, come on. It's a tiny little fish. It's a goldfish.
I would not do that with a goldfish. It's an edible fish.
It's, give it a minute. Give us another.
You're actually asking for more.
Oh, stinks.
Really reeks in here now.
I'm going to go trout.
No, it's too small to be a trout.
Right.
Well, it was a salmon flake.
Can I open my eyes?
Go.
Yeah.
It was a salmon flake. And what is that?
That's a mackerel.
Skin. Oh.
And what's this on me?
Oh, sorry.
It's fish on me.
You got one out of three.
Maybe it's not as easy as I thought.
I need to get this off my face now.
I would, yeah.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Have you seen the text from Kaylee in Sidcup?
No, go.
She says, when will we be able to see the video of Chris being hit by the fish? If we didn't do one, can we redo it and then put the video up?
Oh, rubbish. I didn't think about videoing it.
No, we didn't use the live.
I'll have to do it again, Chris.
No.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast.
Loved being on Shooting Stars last night. I don't know if you saw it. It was on quite late on BBC 2. Do you think they moved it later because I was on? It's normally about 10, is it? Or before that? 10:40 last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you that rude on it?
No, not at all. Bob Mortimer tweeted to say it was like one of the best shows they'd ever done. It was so much fun. Weird stuff just happens around you on that show and you just have to go along with it. But a proper funny show last night. Brian Butterfield fell off his chair. And John Humphreys off of Mastermind got sprayed in the face by Angelos. Standard. And Vic and Bob had various hair pieces which they kept trying on. And then Vic ate Bob's hairpiece in like a burger.
As you
just
do.
Have, like I say, you just have to go along with it. But I did enjoy that. And on the back of that TV appearance last night, and obviously the stuff I did in Edinburgh last week, Chris here, my friend, has been calling my agent today, haven't you?
Yes. Well, I've come up with a list of TV shows I think you'd be really good at.
Yeah. So Chris has compiled a list of new TV shows that my agent may or may not be interested in on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Pretending to be from a production company. If you want to win some Scott Mills points, you just got to guess how long he kept my agent on the phone for with these ridiculous ideas.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So, Chris here called up earlier on my poor, poor agent pretending to be from a TV production company. What they do is they call and go, "Hi there, would Amy Childs be interested in doing a show where they have to find badgers?" And they go, "Yeah," or, "No, really not. Amy would not be interested in that." So Chris called up offering some potential new TV show work and ideas that I might be interested in, and just kind of sussing out whether they would be interested or not on my behalf. Question is, for 20 Scott Mills points, how long did Chris keep him on the phone for with his stupid ideas? What do you think?
I'm going to say 2 minutes.
It depends on whether they get angry and hang up or whether they're just very patient.
Also, I'm trying to work out if they're going to call the man or the woman, because I think the man would hang up. Do you know who they've called? Because the man would hang up within like 20 seconds, but I think the girl might be a bit more accommodating.
Can we say?
Am I allowed?
You're gone.
Yeah, it was the woman.
Yeah, okay. Right, I'm going to stick to... Would I say 2 minutes? I'm going to say 2 minutes.
2 minutes on the phone with some new TV ideas that I might be interested in.
Yeah.
To follow up my various appearances.
And I bet you'll have been signed up for at least one of them.
By now. Okay. Guess along at home, let me know. How many minutes do you think, or seconds even? I'll give you 20 Scott Mills points if you get this right.
Hello.
Hello, are you the people that represent Scott Mills?
Yes.
Hello, my name's Ian Van Dahl from Amazing Productions.
Okay.
We've just got a few ideas that we'd like to run past you that we were hoping to get Scott involved in.
Right, sure.
Just a few TV shows.
Yeah, okay.
First one, Mills on Wheels.
Right. What would that involve?
Scott Mills travels by car across the United Kingdom, delivering food in a bid to get the nation healthy eating. Scott's on a campaign to get the nation on the toucan diet.
Okay.
One man, one car, and lots of chicken.
Okay.
Would he be interested?
I'm not sure that would be something appropriate. You could always put the details into an email, though, and I can see what my colleagues think, but I'm not sure about that one, to be honest.
One that we're discussing with BBC Three, following on from his documentary in Uganda, was... Her Kissed a Girl and I Liked It.
Okay, and specifically, why do you think that would be right for Scott?
Well, we follow up on the documentary that he did to see how Scott's life has changed after being slapped with chickens. Scott goes on the pull in Scotland, his mission to spend the week as a straight Scotsman.
No, I don't think that one would suit what we'd be looking for, actually.
I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It.
No, I don't think so.
Do you get the title, though? I Kissed a Girl?
Yeah.
Scottish?
Yes.
And also because of the Uganda title. Thing and the chickens. Girls.
Sure, you can send that through as well and I can see what other people think.
Okay. Next one. A reality show, this. Think of a hybrid between Celebrity Big Brother and The Apprentice. 10 celebrities battle it out in 2 teams, spanners and wrenches. To become the ultimate celebrity mechanic. The show, Celebrity Garage.
Okay, that's interesting.
Cameras will follow the drama as the 2 teams in 2 garages battle it out to earn the most profit. All celebrities will live above the garage with cameras following their every move.
Okay, and how long would that last for?
We envisage 6 weeks.
Really?
Very excited about this one. We've got Phil Mitchell narrating. We'd love Scott to take part.
I don't understand the connection for Scott for this particular one, if I'm honest.
He's a straight man's hero. The way we see it, he'd be a brilliant mechanic.
I'm not sure that he'd be too interested in getting involved with that, to be honest. And we've had problems taking him off air for that sort of length of time. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think we could push forward with that idea.
I'll put a question mark by that one for now.
Yeah.
I'll move on to the next.
Sure.
This is your wife. We're looking for a narrator. We believe Scott would be perfect for this.
Okay, so what does this involve?
Private investigators and hidden cameras will follow women whose husbands believe are cheating / having an affair. The show will expose their behaviour in a fun yet explosive way. As Scott becomes the voice of a catchphrase sure to sweep the nation, this is your wife.
I like that idea. I think that's good.
So far, we're looking at getting Graham Steiner from Jeremy Kyle and Brian Dowling to co-present this.
Okay.
And Scott will become the voice of This Is Your Wife.
Again, I think if you just put all the ideas into an email and then Scott's management team can look through it and we can decide whether or not it's anything he should be involved with.
Sure. You seem keen at the start. What's it that put you off? Was it Graham Steiner?
No, not at all. It's just that's not my decision to make. We'd need to talk it through with Scott.
Next one. Really excited about this one. Groins of Time.
What of time?
Groins of Time.
Groins, okay.
We've got a show here that we are currently pitching to the History Channel.
Right.
We think something a bit different for Scott. Scott goes on a journey looking how men's genitalia has changed throughout the ages. From Jurassic to the 21st century dongle.
I don't think Scott... No, I don't think that idea is great, thank you.
I thought this would be right up Scott Street.
Do you want to just send an email through for everything? Because I need to get on, actually.
Sure. Out of interest, out of the ones that we've listed so far, what would you say is your favourite?
I can't answer that, if I'm honest. I just need to... You'll need to refresh my memory in an email, but I'm going to have to go now, OK?
I'll do it quickly now. No. Mills on Wheels, Haggis to Girl and I Liked It, Celebrity Garage, This Is Your Wife, or Groins of Time?
I think they're all very interesting in different ways, but, yeah, it's not my decision. I'm not going to be able to help you anymore. Sorry.
Put it in an email.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my God. That was Jess. She's so patient. Wow. You got through quite a lot of ideas there.
I loved it. It was just like, the what of time?
5 minutes 20?
Wow.
If you said 5 minutes 20 or thereabouts, give yourself 20 well-earned Scott Mills points.
Scott Mills. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Pat, mowing grass in Devon on his John Deere tractor, says, I guessed 5 minutes 30. Can I have the points? Yeah, go on then. Go on then. If you were like 10 seconds either way, have the points. 20 for you there. Also, someone says, spoons? I said 5 minutes. I hope that's worth 20 Scott Mills points. No, sorry. I said 10 seconds either way. Someone says, well, that's Phil Channel 5's schedule for next summer. thanks for doing that, Chris. Poor Jess. I think she handled it rather well, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I don't know whether anyone has seen this. This is kind of going, doing the rounds at the moment. Is this guy on YouTube? I got sent this earlier today. And he's just sat there in his front room. And he's doing this.
10,000 subscribers. I am floored right now. I'm so humbled. It's 11:35 a.m. So here we go. This is 10,000 of you guys. This is like, it's the Klitzner army. I can't thank you guys enough.
Right, so basically he's realised on his YouTube channel that he's just reached 10,000 subscribers, which is pretty cool. So then decides that he wants to thank each and every one of them.
So actually, you know what? I can thank you enough. And that's what I'm going to do. Today's August 16th, and that's what I'm doing for my fans. I'm dedicating August 16th to you. And I'm going to thank you guys individually, one by one.
Right, so he has decided, because he's got 10,000 people, he's going to go through and say thank you to each and every one of them. Listen to this.
So, without further ado, once again, thank all of you. Specifically, Oakland TV.
And he's off.
Thank you. AskGN. Thank you. Lucitech Z32. Thank you so much. The Jacob Factor. Thank you for subscribing. Shanky LeMore.
He's doing this, giving something back to all his fans
Dudane
on YouTube.
118.
How long does this go on for?
Thank you
well,
so much.
He's got 10,000. He's going really slowly for someone that's got to thank 10,000 people.
Well, he does go faster at one point.
JM Dude 8, thank you. The Pandy Mandy, thank you. Megan in Green, thank you.
He realizes he's got to go a little bit faster.
Albino Legend 26, thank you. Tokyo Boy, thank you. Emma Galen 10, thank you. ADZ11, thank you.
I started watching this for a bit.
651, thank you.
This video is 11 and a half hours long. As he says thank you to all of his subscribers.
Got a bottle of wine here to celebrate. We're going to celebrate in a couple of hours, because this is going to take forever, I'm sure.
So at least he cracks open a bottle of wine at one point.
How much of it did you watch?
Not much. But it is just him saying thanks to everybody.
For 11 and a half hours?
Yeah, and a lot of people will send you this in the next few days, I reckon, just because it's just so ridiculous. 11 and a half hours long. This is at the end.
And finally... Moldy Teabag. What a way to end. Thank you, Moldy Teabag. Thank you. I think that's it. I think there's nothing else to say. Massive appreciation. It's crazy. I don't want to end the video. But I will. Right now.
Okay, bye. 11 and a half hours.
So we did 10,000 people.
Yeah. Each and every one of them with a very sincere thank you so much.
But he didn't do a big fanfare or anything at the end.
No, he's like, that's it. That's the end of the video. Bye.
This is genius.
You think he'd have done something bigger at the end of it?
I know. But Chris, as always, thinks that we could do it better.
100%. Why not? Why don't we... You've got about 6 billion listeners, haven't you?
Not a billion.
Should we try...
6 million?
I think you should try and thank every one of them personally.
No, absolutely not.
Well, we do thank them.
Yeah, and I don't mean to sound ungrateful. That did then. But I do appreciate each and every one of you listening. Thank you. Thank you so much.
But if it took him 11 and a half hours to thank 10,000 people, it's going to take us loads more to thank...
Yeah, so what he did 10,000 in... How long? 11
and a half hours.
Yeah.
So what does that work out as?
We've got 6 million listeners.
Right. I can't... This is too big a maths for me. It's it'll take about 250 days, wouldn't it?
A year, you're saying?
Yeah, basically
roughly.
A year.
Oh, how many hours in the day do we have to do that?
Well, that would be 24 hours.
Well, that's ridiculous.
But we could split it between three of us. I do think there should be a personal thank
you. It's 275 days or 24 hours a day.
Serious?
Yeah.
Who's going to do this? Well, do you want to do it?
I'm up for it.
It was your idea.
Yeah.
Wait.
You need to sleep at some point.
Yeah, we'll just set up a webcam and then we'll take it in turns, three of us, shifts, to thank every one of 6 million...
Sorry, I'm out.
Really?
Absolutely not. 275 days, 24 hours a day, no.
I think people
we
would
could
like
do 8-hour shifts. No, no, I don't know why. No, what? No, 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 no. No.
But you will get this video. No, we will get this video in the next couple of days. People will send it round. This guy is just saying thank you to each of his 10,000 subscribers, one by one by one. It's not that I'm not grateful that you listen. It's just that I'll do anything for you, but I won't do that.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, Al.
Hello, Scott.
You right?
I'm fine, mate. You?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying, please?
Basically, whoever come up with that bad idea, if you're going to do it, though, call my name out first or last, then I wouldn't have to bother listening to 275 days of name-calling.
Right, so you want your name first or last, and then you'd have to listen for the rest of it.
Yeah, well, Al begins at A. Yeah, my surname's nearly to the end anyway, you know?
Right, OK. It's true. I actually think it might be quite boring... 275 days of just reading names out on Radio 1. I think we might lose some of our 6 million listeners.
Just a few.
Yeah. This is a rubbish idea, isn't it?
Well, yeah, especially if I'd completely forgotten that people would actually have to listen for all that time just to hear their name.
Yeah. And people like to hear music and stuff in the afternoon when they're on the way home.
Yeah.
And there are other presenters on the station.
Oh, yeah, we're not on all the time.
Yeah.
Right, no, this is flawed. All right, I love you, Al.
Love you too, bye.
Love you, bye. Now, we had an email from David in Barrowford, which we need to talk about in a minute, involving Robbie Savage. Is he off of football? Yeah, I know that.
Podcast.
Hi, David in Barrowford. He was listening to a bit of Chappers.
Who?
And Robbie Savage on 5 Live on Sunday night. Robbie Savage?
Yeah, legend.
Absolute legend. And he does listen to this show quite a lot. Robbie Savage was talking to a caller on air who said the word bored a lot.
Do you know what, Robbie? I tell you what, I'm bored. How many boards are in there? That's going to be on the Scott Mills show. How many boards in this clip?
Yes, Savage, you're not wrong. It is on the Scott Mills show. We've counted them. We've done the work for you. Here's how many times your caller said bored in how long?
I think it's about a minute.
A minute.
Jake, you agree on the bored thing, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with this fellow here. I mean, I think he's the board, to be honest with you. They're bored of having to sit behind Wenger, let him take all the blame.
And I think I'm sick of this board.
Jake, if there's money there, why isn't he spending it?
This is the question. I don't know.
So why is the board... If there's money there for him to spend, why is it the board's fault?
I think the board are holding him back. That's what I think. I'm a big fan.
Jake, wait there, Jake. Okay, I understand what you're saying. But if you're saying there's money there to spend and the board are holding him back, well, if the board are giving him money, how are they holding him back?
Well, obviously Wenger has his pros and his cons, and he's a bit stingy. And
so why is that the board's fault? Why is that the board's fault then?
I really think I just do not like this board. And majority of Arsenal fans are sick of this board.
Do you think this board, Jake, are as connected in football circles as the board were when David Dean was on that board?
I think David Dean was a great loss. I think he was a big loss.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go. Do you know what, Robbie?
I tell you what, I'm bored. How many boards are in there? That's going to be on the Scott Mills show. How many boards in this clip?
Christian's on the...
Wow. There were 20 boards there in just a minute. That was the biggest football debate we've ever had on this show. I know it was just a replay. I understood not a word of that.
Just bored.
Not a word. Bored.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Now, last week on the show, we were talking about the late night TV shows that my friend Chris here watches a lot of, normally on about 2 a.m. when there's nothing else on. And you can find some gems on stuff like 4Music and Viva at that time of night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you seen Balls of Steel yet?
I still haven't got around to it.
You need to see it. It's brilliant.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll series link it tonight because I probably won't be up. It is on about 2 a.m, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the American one or the Australian one?
Well, I say go for the British one first.
Right.
And then move to the Australian one.
Okay, cool.
That time of night, everything's good on TV. It really is.
You're a big fan of TV at that time of night because if you've got a lot of channels, you can really surf around and find something good.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is the adverts that they play in between all these late night TV shows.
Generally, because the advertising isn't that much money at that time of night, you do get a slightly lesser quality of advert, it's fair to say.
You could say that.
There's a lot of those cash for gold adverts on.
Yes.
And there's a lot of finance company adverts on.
Mm. Ringtone ads as well.
A lot of ringtone ones.
There's one that I've seen, which is a service where you can, and it costs quite a lot of money to do, so I don't really recommend it, but you text in the name of you and your partner or the person you want to see or the person you're seeing, and it tells you in percentage terms how compatible you are.
Is it a love calculator?
And I can't understand why you would spend like £3.50 doing it.
Well, obviously, because the love calculator knows best and therefore you have to pay for a service like that.
But I reckon I could do that. Do you know what I mean? And be a love calculator for...
for the cost of a text.
Yeah,
How much is it? About 3-4 quid, is it?
It's expensive, yeah. It's about 3 or 4 quid.
Actually, I've seen these adverts late at night. It's like, text your name and the name of the person you're going out with or fancy or whatever.
Exactly.
And there's an advert. Is there an advert where, what happens on it?
Oh, the advert's brilliant in itself. So there's a bloke at the bar. He meets a girl. The girl then texts this service with his name and her name. It comes back like 6-7%, something weak like that. So she throws her drink over him.
Yes, I have seen this. It's only on late at night.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, if people text in now with their name of their partner and themselves, you'll be able to do it for a lot cheaper, yeah?
I'm willing to give it a go.
Don't do that. We'll need to try it first to see if he's got the skills.
Okay.
Like, okay, Will and Kate.
Well... Okay.
What percentage?
83.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's good.
That is good, yeah.
Do you want me... What about you, Becky? Do you want me... personal reading or not?
No, I'm okay. I'm trying to think of one that...
What's a celebrity couple?
Posh and Becks.
Posh and Becks.
I'm going to give that a 79.
Okay.
What formula are you using for this?
I can't say. I'm the secret... love calculator.
Well, it's free, I guess.
Will Smith and... not that one. Okay, well, maybe if people want to... Should we get people to text in?
Hmm.
And so, like, if you've got maybe someone that you've got your eye on at the moment, or maybe someone that you're already going out with and you want to know how compatible you are with them, Chris will do his own love calculator. You don't need to pay £3.50 like they suggest on the telly.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
They have this thing on late night TV, this advert called the Love Calculator, where miraculously you pay them £3.50 and they work out whether you and your partner or somebody you fancy are compatible. Chris is offering to do it for a lot cheaper than that, just the price of a text. Now, we can't guarantee this is accurate in any way. Lauren and Peter.
I'm going to give that a 79.
Are you not allowed to tell us how you're doing this?
I just can't give it away, otherwise everyone will do it.
Mel and Brian.
Oh, God, I'm really sorry. 46.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ben and Tony.
That's a 61.
Right. Jade?
Hello?
Hello. Who's your person?
Matthew.
Are you going out with Matthew?
I am.
Do you love him lots?
I do.
Let's hope it's a good score.
Okay, go.
All right. Jade and Matthew, was it?
Yeah.
That's good. It's an 84.
not bad.
That's all right. Thanks, Jade. hi, Cara.
Hi.
Who's your person?
Joe.
Are you going out with Joe?
Yeah, I am.
How long for?
A few days, but we were previously going out before as well.
And a few days.
Back on.
If we had to ask you what you think it is, what would you say?
I'd say it's definitely 100%.
After a few days?
No, I've been going out with him for over a year.
Okay, all right.
But we split up.
Cara,
and
it's...
And we got back together, so it's fate.
I'm going to give you the facts. It's 98%.
98? Can't it come up with another 2%?
No, bye. Alice!
Hello.
Hello. Who's your partner or wannabe partner?
Gareth.
Are you seeing Gareth at the moment?
Yeah.
You are. How long for?
6 months.
6 months. What does the love calculator say, Chris?
Yeah, it's good. It's 78%. It's good, honestly.
Oh, good.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
See, this service is easy. Doesn't need to cost that much money.
Can't believe how many people are texting in.
I can't believe how many people are texting in for £3.50 each night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, we've certainly got a lot of texts for the love calculator. Can't believe how many people have texted in for this. It makes you think, when they're watching the late night TV, how many people do actually spend that money and text in? They must be quids in, making a fortune. I've got a few more. Don't need to text anymore, we've got loads, thank you. Avril and Jack.
67.
Charlie and Lottie.
Oh, that's in... Oh, gosh, that's a 73.
Christian and Jeff.
Christian and Jeff. That's... Oh, let me just quickly... 57.
Oh, dear. Bob and Becca.
42.
Andrew Wilson and Kelly Brook.
That's a 7.
That's never going to happen.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Got a guest coming in tomorrow. We like having a guest or two. And it's going to be Paul O'Grady. Now, if you're listening carefully last week, you'll remember at this time last week I said, Paul O'Grady will be here tomorrow. And he wasn't. Did we get the wrong week? Did we get the wrong week in the planner?
Maybe.
Okay, good. So it's Paul O'Grady tomorrow from 5 p.m. on this show live.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.